7:25, our pandemic perspective on a Thursday morning. Liz Snyder from the Kenosha News. Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I am very good. We're getting into
very
the
good,
bulk.
Good.
That's good. We're getting into the bulk of the holiday season here in the big city. Lots of stuff going on, including, I wanted to mention this because it's a big event. The Carthage College Christmas Festival is going on this weekend online, Liz Snyder.
Yes, you can watch it. If you want to watch it three times, Bill Lawrence, you could watch it three times.
Three times, a triple header.
That's how big a deal it is. Yes, that usually it just packs them in on Siebert Chapel, but this year they've pre-recorded it, and you can watch it on a live stream, 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, or 4 p.m. Sunday.
So you have to watch it at those specific times? There is no, like, on-demand kind of thing?
Right. You have to go to, I've got it in the story today, or if you just go to carthage.edu and search Christmas Festival, they'll send you a link. Yes, so it's an actual time thing that they'll put it on there.
All right, cool. So check that out. It's a great thing every year. Now, other good stuff going on, Liz, that we need to know about?
Well, there's actually an in-person live event going on. Opening Friday night, the Lakeside Players are going to do the stage version of A Christmas Story at the Rohde Center for the Arts.
And now, this is the Ralphie, you'll shoot your eye out story that we're thinking of, yeah.
And I had to ask him, this is actually not a live stream? Nope. It's a live in-person show. Okay.
Were they able to secure bunny pajamas for the production?
You know, that I don't know, but you would think so. What did they call it in the movie? A pink nightmare.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
Look like a pink nightmare. So, yeah, they're going to, masks are required to be worn at all times inside the theater, and they're limiting capacity.
Okay, very good. But you can still, it's actually a live thing you can go to.
It's actually a live show. Yes, shows are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend and next weekend. And here's another live thing you can drive out to and go, the Burlington Ice Festival. They're going to have ice carvers starting at 10 a.m. Saturday.
That is quite the skill, if you've ever attempted, to try something like that.
Yeah, it's a huge block of ice, a 300-pound block of ice that they'll be carving. There's going to be at least a dozen of them around the square there. And like I said, that this is an actual thing they're doing. And because of the COVID, though, there's nothing else. Like, usually they have, food and entertainment, other thing. They said, no, there's just going to be the ice carving. And there's a one-way route around the park that you take.
Okay, so some different rules this year.
Yeah, but they're still doing it, which is really cool.
Burlington on the Rocks going on.
Yes, there you go.
Are they still going to do the Lake Geneva thing this year? Do we know about that?
No, I don't know yet. It's usually in February, so we didn't have to worry about it till after the holidays.
Okay, we'll stay up to date on that.
My guess is they will do it.
Yeah.
But we will see. Just because, just like the ice thing, it is outside. It's out in the open air.
Right.
So we'll see. So those kind of things have a lot better. Yeah, and they probably were thinking, too, well, let's get through the holidays and see what's going on with,
see
vaccines.
See what the landscape looks like, yeah. But in the meantime,
all the words we say, surge, vaccine.
Hello, 2020.
Third wave. Yeah,
woo. Loving all those words. So lots of stuff to do, things to see, and places to go. Still out there during a pandemic. And, of course, you can read all about it, Liz's column, in the Kenosha News. Available at newsstands worldwide on the web, KenoshaNews.com. And the rumor still has it. It's still coming to people's homes, Liz Snyder.
Yes, it is. Social distancing before our time. See, look at us.
Tip your carrier.
We were prepared for it. Yes.
Tip your carrier.
It is the holidays.
20-year anniversary of me starting my paper route coming up here. In the next
and he's
week.
Still begging for tips.
That's right.
20 years later. Liz Snyder, Kenosha News.
Big old block of ice. Here, carve yourself a tip, kid.
Carve yourself a tip. Thanks, Liz. Have a great weekend.